Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, the Cook and Joe Show rolls on without Starkey on vacation in my paradise, Marco Island, Florida. Bob, have you ever been to Marco Island?
It's a spectacular place. We've gone to Longboat Key, to Naples, to Sanibel. You've been to Sanibel.
The whole Gulf Coast is just breathtaking.
It's beautiful. And quite frankly, right now, I need a couch and a Mai Tai. Or at least
lounge chair. Out in the sun with a Mai Tai. You drink one of those fancy umbrellas.
Have you ever tried a Mai Tai?
I can't afford to buy them.
Come on.
They're too expensive.
Okay, next time we'll go out to
You'll buy. I know. Like you'll take me to Cleveland for a Cavaliers.
I don't buy
game.
For you?
No.
Cleveland. Oh, come on. At the Glimmer of Hope, I have an open bar, Bill.
Yeah, I guess you do. But I don't drink the.
You got to try the Mai Tai.
I don't drink the fancy umbrella.
It's rum and juice.
You know what I do? You know, I hang out at the Marco Island Marriott. Beautiful. Unbelievable. But I'm not going to pay those prices. So I get a six-pack of beer, put it in a bag with ice, and take it
down. There's nothing wrong with that.
Instead of paying $12 for a beer or something. People say that's cheap. I say that's intelligent.
No, I have no problem with that. I mean, everyone has their own, whatever you want to deal with. I can't make a Mai Tai myself and bring it down. So I have to get it at the bar.
What's in a Mai Tai?
It's just dark rum, light rum, and pineapple juice mostly.
You like it?
Yeah. Oh, it's a great just summer drink. Yeah. And it does have to have an umbrella. I'm sorry. But it just
Island is my paradise, and that damn Starkey's down there now. Although he spent much of his day yesterday tweeting Joe Kopp and I thought to him, what are you doing? You're an idiot. You're on vacation. Why are you tweeting us? And he did. He should be worried about his vacation.
Yeah. You know what, though? I'm sure you're like this. Midway through a few days, you don't miss
midway through my vacation, I'm thinking how I can take it into a second week, and I know I can.
Well, I'm going to start thinking more like that because we spend too much time doing it, and we love what we do, so that makes it easy. But at the same time, it's time away.
You're about ready to have the whole summer off, aren't you?
Well, I take most of my time in the summer. Yeah, it's the only time it's free, really.
We had one question to Rob Owen about how much time do you get, like 15, 20 weeks a year? Do you get that much?
Thanks, Rob.
All right, Ben Roethlisberger. He's the only guy that was abused more than you were in this offseason, Bob. People took a lot of shots at him. He has never fired back and didn't with your interview with him on Sunday. Today he met all of the Pittsburgh media coming off the field at OTAs. Let's hear what Ben had to say.
Ready? Awesome. Good to throw it around, to be around a bunch of guys that are loving football. It's fun, all the laughing and joking that's going on. And, you can throw balls all you want on air, but to have a defense out there, my first pass was intercepted by Joe. So I just told Joe I did that on purpose to get him ready for the year.
Is this the first opportunity, obviously, to move on from the past and kind of start new? Is that the way that you're viewing it?
Yeah, I mean, we've come here a couple times with just some workouts and stuff, but this is kind of the first football thing. And to be able to come out here and put a helmet on and get under center and get snaps and throw to guys and go against the defense, it's kind of turning back into football game. It's fun.
Because you have a different cast of characters, are these OTAs maybe more important for you than past years?
It's pretty important. Like you said, whether it's young guys, and that's rookies, whether that's guys we brought from other teams, it definitely is a new kind of challenge, and that's what makes it fun too. You love the challenge, you love working with the guys, communicating. That'll be the biggest thing, I think, is communication, being able to talk to guys and tell them exactly what I'm thinking and asking them. Like today with Kreef, a couple times I was asking, hey, did you feel good on your depth there, and just working different things out. So it's definitely gonna take some big focus.
What do you think about some of the newer receivers you got in there?
Well, yeah, I mean, I'm excited. Even guys like James, you see the work that he's done. Kreef is doing some great things. You know what you're going to get in Juju. But it's fun because I get some of the guys I was just kind of eyeballing. Some of the new guys, you have to watch them. I don't get to throw to them necessarily, but to watch them work. And I threw one to the new guy, too, the rookie, so that was fun.
Is Juju ready to be a number one receiver?
You have to ask him, but I think he is.
Ben, are your plans different this time? Last year you weren't at OTAs. I mean, you're going to be more
I plan on it. Yeah, I think it's important, like we just said, with young guys, with new guys, to make sure that we're all on the same page and figuring out exactly what we need to win football games.
How long does that usually take, getting on the same page?
Hopefully before the first game we have it down. But, you know, I think that's part of what last weekend was, some of the guys getting together. And, you know, I think a lot of people think it's just about football and understanding the depth and how to throw a ball to a guy. But sometimes you have to understand the person, too. And when you can understand the person, you can figure out how they like certain passes and try and have fun together.
Ben AB was critical of you on his way out of town. You know, he said you had an owner mentality. What was your reaction to that?
I didn't even know what it meant, to tell you the truth. So I didn't really have much of a reaction to it.
Ben, when you hear about the criticism that you said, I know you said it was hurtful. How much did you take it to heart? What, if anything, did you feel like you needed to change coming back?
You know, as professional athletes, we always talk about thick skin. And naturally, we have to have it to do what we do, to deal with all the things we have to deal with, from media to fans to opposing stadiums, all those things. But I'd be lying if we didn't say that it doesn't bother us at times. You know, so much, you know, it does start to hurt. It affects your family. When it affects your family, then it can definitely affect you. So things bother you, you think about it, but you also have to understand that we live in an amazing country, that we have opinions and people can say what they want. And you just have to really focus on the guys that are here and just make sure that they're good, and everybody I've talked to is good with me. So.
But the way it affected you, would you feel like there was anything you had to take to heart and change about the way you approach the game,
whether it's in
the locker room or on the field?
You know, I honestly think, like I said, you know, it's about, you're talking leadership and you're talking relationships. This sport, relationships change on a yearly basis because guys are here and gone. And so you have to do your best to try and realize what it takes for each guy to develop the best relationship you can. And you know, when it comes to leadership and things like that, we didn't make the playoffs last year. We didn't win our division. So I lacked in leadership, because that's my job as the leader of this team, is to get us to the playoffs. So I'm going to need to focus and refocus my energy and time on how can I be a better leader to get us back to the playoffs.
What does that process look like?
Being here, just being with guys and communicating and trying to be the best I can be and hope I can lead them.
And you've talked about taking things season by season, but you did sign a contract extension last month. What was sort of the thought process behind that, and is it still sort of every January, February you're going to reevaluate?
Well, I think, you know, all the behind-the-scenes stuff, I was not involved with any of that, but, you know, 3 years is what I've committed to the Steelers, and I've always honored my contracts, and I'm going to continue to honor it. So I know I always talk about season by season because of injuries. You know, there's things that are you just can't foresee, but in terms of, you know, my commitment to the Pittsburgh Steelers is 3 years, and I'm going to honor that.
Ben, when you look at the talent that's here, that's still here, mm-hmm. I mean, there's obviously going to be some people thinking, well, the Steelers are bound to take a step back, mm-hmm. or whatever. What do you see?
I'm excited. I'm excited. I think we got a great team. I think we've got a bunch of guys that are buying into each other, and you know, that's what it takes to win football games.
Now, do you see yourself as having to maybe spread the ball around a little bit more? Is that something that's already crossed your mind?
I mean, I think that's part of my game kind of anyway. You know, we go into a lot of games and you come out of it, a lot of guys have caught balls. So that's kind of the way I play the game anyway. I try and throw it to a little bit of everybody, just whoever's open. But, you know, we'll just I'll just continue to play the game the way that I know how and see where it goes from there.
That includes working with Juju, because he's going to get coverage.
He's going to. And it's he's going to have an awesome challenge ahead of him for this year. And I think he's ready for it.
Just with your leadership, but with the other guys that you mentioned as leaders, has there been a little bit of a circle the wagons mentality on this team, given what transpired in the offseason?
Yeah, probably a little bit. I think everyone, you know, I think, is it wrong? Like I said, I'm not on the social media stuff, but I think it was Ramon and Pouncey or something that came out and said that, listen, we, you know, if you have something to say, come say it to us. And, you know, I think that's kind of the mentality we all have taken, that listen, we've been attacked from all different angles this year, this offseason. So, we just need to stick together and have each other's backs.
How did you process how things ended with AB, a guy you were with for nearly a decade?
It was hard to process it because I never knew anything. The last time we spoke was on Thursday before the last game. We hugged. We had a great talk. Everything was good. And so I knew nothing. So it was hard for me to know anything. And then I heard from a third party that there were issues. So I reached out to him many times, sent him texts, sent him calls. And this is all before the season was over. And never heard back. And so I could never really find out what was going on. So for me, that's why it was so confusing. I didn't know where it came from. I mean, the week before was the Saints game, right? I mean, he had an unbelievable game. So I never really saw any of it coming. I would have loved to have had the chance to talk to him. And that's why I said yesterday, whatever I did to offend him, I apologize for it. I tried to do that in person and talk to him, but he just wouldn't allow me to.
Ben,
Was it hard to sit back in the offseason and not respond to the things that were being said?
Yeah, I mean, it's always tough. It's easier when you don't do social media. You know, that's just not my thing. But like I said, I think the biggest thing for me in the offseason was, for a lot of the offseason, I thought he was coming back, right? No one really knew what was going to happen. So I anticipated that we would have a chance to get together to talk because I thought he'd be back on this team. And then once he was gone, that's not my style, is to come out and say anything. So I just focused on the guys that we have here and moving forward, and that's what's most important for me now.
How do you plan to approach, on your radio show and talk about players?
Well, I haven't fully committed to doing it yet. And if I do commit to doing it, I'm going to do everything I can to make it the best and not offend anybody.
Ben, did Kevin's said Ben has 52 kids. I mean, we were in the room with him when he said it to us and raised our eyebrows a little bit. I'm just sort of curious what your response to that was. And were you like, I already have three?
I took it more as I'm like, he thought I was really, like, old. That's the way I took it, is like, I'm really old. And I was like, thanks, Kevin, make me feel even older now. So I didn't take it as serious kind of as I, you know, other people did. And yeah, three kids is enough, not 52. Anything else, you guys? All right, you guys, thank you. Have a good one.
All right, that was Ben Roethlisberger. Anything else, you guys? He didn't seem in a hurry to get done. What'd you think?
No,
he said a lot of the same things he told you on Sunday.
And like I said, when I can't tell you, all I know is before and after we were done, he was very genuinely concerned with how that relationship went bad with AB. He says, I wish I would have known the answer, but he's never given me the opportunity. And he sent a lot of text messages to him with no response. Now, AB is shutting him out, except for social media, where he continues to take shots at him. And that's why I think it's frustrating for a guy. If they're, you know, those two guys always did have issues on the field. You know, typical quarterback, wide receiver issues like any star players would have. But they always dealt with it. They always got beyond it. And as I said, that comment that AB made.
Second most productive wide receiver quarterback in history, I think, other than Harrison and Peyton Manning.
It's just the timing of it seems extremely weird that last year in October, AB comes out with a Wi-Fi. You guys laugh at us. You question our relationship. You're just trying to come up with distractions. We know each other. We trust. There's a connection. I love that man. And then, 2 months later, not even that, after one of his best games of the season.
In New Orleans.
And then all of a sudden everything changes. AB needs to explain more, and he's not.
And he's not going to. Ben told us on this radio show that Tuesday after the Cincinnati game, he said, we sat down Thursday morning after this, whatever happened in practice Wednesday, and he said, I thought we were fine. He just said it again.
And
now,
he told me yesterday the same thing.
And he said, then all of a sudden Antonio goes AWOL, and he doesn't know why. Interesting. What an off season. This will probably be it now. I'm sure Ben's done addressing this stuff, and good. They got to get ready for New England on, what is it, September 7th or whatever
8th,
it is.
Whatever.
It'll be here before you know it. We need your help. The local blood supply is critically low. Blood donors are in great need. We're partnering with Vitalant for a blood drive, 7 Foster Plaza in Greentree, coming up Wednesday, June 5th from 8 to 2. All those who donate will receive 2 tickets to the first Red Dirt Rock and Rib concert featuring David Allen Coe, Rough Creek, and Todd Jones. Register at 937thefan.com/giveblood.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.